Welcome to a special episode of Broadway Radio. This is Broadway World and Broadway Radio's Matt Tamanini. Recently had a chance to sit down with Jeff Hobson, the trickster of The Illusionist, which is the magic group that has been playing on Broadway, in Las Vegas, around the country, and around the world, and on television for years now. You've seen him on a lot of the posters for the Broadway runs the last few years. He's the blonde guy with a really fancy felt jacket. He kind of blends comedy with magic, does a lot of up-close sleight-of-hand things. And when he was in Orlando, here where I live, last week to do some promotion for the upcoming Illusionist National Tour, I got to sit down with him for a few minutes and talk about what makes The Illusionist different from other magic shows, why they are so well received by theatrical audiences, and how he first became interested in magic itself. The Illusionists have a national tour which launches in Gainesville, Florida on September 21st. They will be here in Orlando from October 4th through 9th. They will play all across the country in cities like Orlando, Miami, New Orleans, Austin, Kansas City, Madison, Wisconsin, Toronto, Ontario, Canada, so going across the border, San Antonio, Tempe, Arizona, Modesto, California, Portland, Oregon, Memphis, Dallas, Cincinnati, Cleveland, St. Louis, Boston, Denver, and other places throughout the course of the year. I'll have a link in the show notes at broadwayradio.com so you can see if they are coming anywhere near you. Jeff was a lot of fun. After I did the interview, I found out that he had caused a few issues with some people objecting to some of the jokes in his act when they were last on Broadway. That was not something I was aware of until after I interviewed him. So take that with a grain of salt. I probably would have asked him at least one question about that had I known about it. So I apologize for not having known some of that gossip and pushback from the previous Broadway runs. But I do think that you'll enjoy the interview. I'll have another little feature on Broadway World where he showed me some sleight of hand. I have some video of that. So I'll let you know on Today on Broadway when that is available on Broadway World Orlando. Here's my interview with Jeff. Enjoy. All right, we are here at the Dr. Phillips Center for the Performing Arts here in Orlando, Florida. I'm with Jeff Hobson from The Illusionist. You are known as the trickster of the crew. What does that mean exactly?
Well, our producer Simon gave us all little monikers like the Avengers of Magic, you know. We always have our little names. But mine, basically, because I'm the sneaky, sly one, makes jokes and pranks, and I'm also a pickpocket. I take people's belongings, but don't worry, I give it back. If it's really nice, you might not, but most of the stuff that people come into these theaters are cheap, I'm telling you.
That's very true. Yeah. Very true. Now, you live in Vegas, you told me. You've lived there for
24 years. Originally from Michigan.
I imagine that being kind of a bit of a pickpocket, a street magician, probably has a nice appeal in Vegas.
Well, you know, there's lots of competitors there.
Yes.
I've logged in about 78,000 watches I've stolen and returned.
And returned.
Very important that it's returned.
Yeah. How many have you not returned?
Well, here's something. It just happened last season. After the show, I give watch back to the guy, right, at the end of the show. Well, then he comes to knocks on my dressing room. You know, I have to go out and see him, and he wants to see me. And I said, what for, you know? And he presents me his watch as a present to me. He goes, this is the most, I want you to keep this watch. But I go, well, I want you to sign it. So he signed it. And I'm like,
awesome.
Wow, I've never had anyone give a watch back to me that was actually theirs.
Was it a nice watch?
Yeah, you know, it was, I think it was a Seiko, so I don't know.
I see how you're dressed. You like the finer things in life.
Yeah, maybe. But no, I still have it, so yeah.
That's awesome. Well, where in Vegas is the show housed during the normal season?
Well, during the summer, it goes to a because we have like four different troops in the show, right? And so they go all over the place. Sometimes, you know, we go to, we're going to be going to Paris and Toronto, but generally Vegas or LA, it's sort of like sets and waiting and, you know, and
whenever
it needs to be, yes.
Gotcha.
Exactly.
So you live there year round and just kind of deploy like the Avengers
wherever we're needed. Yes, I press a little button on my pants and I take off. Sometimes it's gas, sometimes it's reality.
Yeah. That's awesome. So this show, you know, you said there's a lot of competition in Vegas, but this show, we're here talking about a theater tour, but it's had a lot of success on Broadway around the holiday season the last few years. Is there something unique about what you guys do at The Illusionist that would make it appeal to a more theatrical crowd that might not consider themselves people that would normally go to a magic show?
You know, well, first of all, we get a lot of people coming to the show who really don't want to come to the show because they're coming out. Their wives get drained. Oh, yeah. And then we get converts. I think also magic's been exploding over the past 3, 4, 5, 6 years because of shows like Fool Us, Penn & Teller, mm-hmm. and America's Got Talent. We've had a lot of magicians on, a lot of them from here. So I think the people are understanding more that you know, magic is not just a birthday party guy that's mm-hmm. just doing, or Uncle Joe who's pulling the tip of his thumb off of his hand anymore. You know, it's become something of a more mainstream form of entertainment. And so people in the theatrical, and we are, you know, a lot of our shows uses a lot of theatrics. We got some of the best lighting special effects, in the business. Yeah. And so our show was made to sort of tap that, you know, more sophisticated audience that wants something more than just a rabbit out of the hat trick.
Well, you maybe mentioned you're the trickster of the group. And we said everybody has their own kind mm-hmm. of characters. How do those interactions kind of play into it? Is there a little bit of, maybe not necessarily a story, but do the characters that you guys take on kind of lend to some of that theatricality that your show has?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you know, we have like drama in our show. We have suspense in our show, and it's all by these tricks like the Andrew Basso, the escapologist. You know, he cheats death every night, and it's for real. He doesn't have to use, you know, he uses real locks and real, some people do tricked. This is real stuff. And so there are stunts and effects in our show that really create a lot of theatrical suspense. And the characters that we play, Dan Sperry is the anti-conjurer, and he sort of looks like a mix between Marilyn Manson and David Copperfield. I mean, just the way his makeup and his costume and the music, that all of our music is specially orchestrated with a real orchestra in London for this show. I mean, this takes magic to a whole new level.
That's awesome. You mentioned that because kind of the Avengers of magic, you've got, what, 3 or 4 different troops going around playing different places around the world. What does it take to actually be an illusionist? I mean, with that, not, you know, a little eye, but the big eye illusionist, how do you get to be a part of this elite Avengers crew?
Well, you know, if you take a look, there are other magic shows around, mm-hmm. some of it, but what we... I hate to say it. I mean, it sounds a little pompous, but we're the best. We're the best. We're the best. And I tell you what really makes a difference is that we are crowd pleasers. In other words, you can see some act that, and the audience goes, that was good. That was fine. But when people see our show, they go, we realize what we've seen is like pretty much the best of the best. So I think it's the caliber and the audience pleasing part of it that an illusionist, when they're seen, you know, they are going to entertain. And many of us do our own shows. We can carry our own hour mm-hmm. and a half shows. So just taking the best bits of what we do and putting it all together at one time in one show is like nothing you'll ever see.
It's like a greatest hits.
It's the greatest hits of the best magicians in the world.
That's awesome. So how did you get into magic in the first place? Was that something you kind of discovered as a kid and then nurtured growing up?
Most magicians I know started their interest young. Mm-hmm. And I was 7, saw a magician school, said, hey, that's great. Did a first show at 11, got paid for my first show at 12, was one of the busiest magicians in the country in my teen years, doing hundreds of shows per year. And then right out of high school, I had a offer for a full ride to college and turned it down because I was working too much. And I said, well, you know, if I stop, that's 4 years of me not doing magic. I would rather keep doing magic, and that was the best decision I've ever made. Now, I wouldn't recommend that to all children listening to this, but, you know, for me, it worked great.
And you've kind of been working, you said, in Vegas for 24 years.
Yes.
You guys have done all these tours. You guys have done a lot of TV stuff as well. How does it play differently in different venues, whether it's on television or is doing this show different in Vegas than it is in New York or Paris?
Yeah, you know, it's all different. First of all, television is a very tough medium because you don't generally have an audience, you know, reaction. However, our NBC special that we did last December was taped in front of a live audience. And of course, that's a little bit of a, you know, they are urged along by the floor manager to applaud certain points. However, that being said, it you know, our best audiences really are these on the road, touring city, going into regular residential, you know, real areas, not tourists. Even though Orlando's touristy, the people are going to come to this show are not going to be tourists.
Right.
These are going to be, you know, the mom, dads, grandparents, you know, the kids. And it's for all ages, a show. And so that's what really, we love those. We get the best reactions for this show off of a diverse audience. And so Vegas, I've done that for 24 years, and you get the guy that just lost, you know, his house sitting there.
At the craps table.
Somebody just ate their, $1,000 worth of buffet food for $15. And so they're passed out. You got drinks. You got people that are with people that shouldn't be with people because they picked up somewhere else. All kinds of things happen in Vegas, and it makes for a very strange audience sometimes. Yeah. So we love the regular city tours. And this is going to be great. And we've never been in Orlando before. And I would encourage, it's a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity for this type of show to come by. Yeah. And I would do it. And we get sold out pretty quick. And again, it's from people from 5 to 105. That's 106, awesome. You could be out of luck.
106, you might not get some of the references.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. We'll close it up here. But what can people who, like you said, it's never been here to Orlando, people who are going to come, maybe people who have the Broadway series, it's like, it's a magic show, I don't know what this is all about. What can they expect to get out of coming and seeing the Illusionist show here at the Dr. Phillips Center?
They're going to get a sense of wonder like they've never had before, and adults need that, even more than kids. Kids can have wonderment all the time just looking at a pile of sand in their hand, but adults, I think in our day and age, we've overlooked with everything happening from day to day, we're jaded. Internet's jaded. Yeah, I've seen it, done it. But when you're there, live theater, seeing wonderment on stage, it makes those adults, us adults, feel like kids again. And we need to keep that. And it's one of the joys of performing magic, is creating that wonder in people that would otherwise have lost it.
That's a great answer. I love that. I'm looking forward to you guys being here. I've heard so many great things from friends in New York.
It's all lies. But, it's fine. Yeah, we love it. We love it. Yeah. Have a great time.
That's awesome. Well, thank you so much.
Thanks,
and enjoy your time here in Orlando, and we'll be back here in a couple weeks.
Cheers.